When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Stay tuned for Bewitched, next in color.
Oh, wow. Bewitched is coming up next in color. That's amazing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning, not Bewitched. Nope. Right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything clean those dishes. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn and you. It is Monday, October 17th. Let's get into part two of...
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
Part two.
All right, this one's a little bit longer, which is why I put it in this segment here. Am I the asshat for telling my dad that if something happens to him and his wife, I wouldn't take my half-sister?
Oh. Ooh, okay.
All right. This is a 26-year-old female, by the way. My mom passed away a few years ago. During that time, we discovered that my dad had been cheating on her with a girl my age. Ooh. His whole family disowned him and cut contact with him except for me. I guess that at that time, I wasn't ready to let go of both of my parents at the same time. But over these last 5 years, I've been able to gradually let go to the point I only see him or them twice or three times a month. It's like I have no family left. Don't get me wrong. I also blame the girl for what happened, but the responsibility toward my mom and me was my dad's, not her. They eventually had my half sister. And for what I've heard and know, my dad and his wife are living paycheck to paycheck on a budget and in a rental home ever since everyone in the family changed the will, both my grandparents and my mom. My dad didn't get the house because it was an eventual inheritance from my grandparents. But since she died first, I'm the sole benefactor from both sides since my paternal grandparents skipped my dad. Yikes. Now, 2 days ago, I went to visit him because it was his birthday, and he said he and his wife wanted to talk to me. I was like, okay. And they said they wanted me to be the legal guardian of my half-sister in case something happened to them, mainly because I'll have the means for it. My dad's wife's parents are able to care for her, but to an extent only, and that I'll have the needed money to take care of an innocent child. I said no, not for the money, but because I just don't wanna. I'm not close to my sister, and currently I don't see nor want myself taking care of the child, much less the reminiscence of my mom's last heartbreak. I said that I was willing to pass a monthly check like a child support payment, but less than that since she's not my kid, but that was the only thing I was willing to do. My dad cried, saying that she was his baby and that I was able to be a good sister like I was raised to, but I just laughed and said that he was no one to talk about goods and wrongs, and he and his wife should have thought about before cheating. His wife called me a monster and kicked me out of the house. I left. Later that night, I sent my dad a text informing him of my decision to cut ties with him and completely, and that from now on there'll be no contact unless it's an emergency. He's begging me to reconsider, but I don't know if I'm right or wrong. So is she the asshat for telling them that she would not take the half-sister?
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. Lex, you go first.
No, I don't think she is. I think she's being honest.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying
you
no.
Were oh. to go first.
No, no, I'm not
no,
going
I'm
first.
I'm sorry. No, not
oh,
the
God,
ass
that scared
hat.
Me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad that was funny.
Now I understand your. Oh. Yeah, no, not the ass hat. I think she's just being honest about her life, and taking on a child is a lot. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, there's some other people that can pick up the pieces. It sounds like the mom's parents might be able to, and maybe she has siblings. I'm not sure about that, but you also don't want to force someone to, you know, granted, who knows if anything will happen, but I guess there is comfort in knowing. But no, I just think she's speaking her truth, and that's honest. It's unfortunate that they didn't receive that and that they can still have a relationship. That's the sad part. But how about you guys? What do you think?
I completely agree. That's a big ask.
Yeah.
And for emotional reasons, for financial reasons, I don't blame her. I would make the exact same decision. And I wouldn't. And she's, Dawn, did I hear you right? She's still offering, or she is offering, to send a check?
Yes, to pay some type of child support, even though she doesn't feel like she needs to.
Oh.
But, like, having a child is a big decision, and you're basically saying, now I instantly have a kid.
Yeah.
If something happens to them, which, you know, you got to plan for those things. But that's a big decision for a woman in her life. And just to take on a kid that you have kind of some ill feelings about because it's the cheating child. You know, and they're saying you have all the money. They sound like they're bitter because he didn't get any of the money after his wife died.
Yeah.
Grandparents are mad and they're like, no, you're not getting any of this inheritance, this house that we gave you. You know, it's like you reap what you sow, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's doing more than I got to tell you. I don't even know if I would do. I've got to be honest. I'm sure this doesn't make me sound like a generous person, but I'm generous to a point.
Being honest,
I'm not. I wouldn't even do the check thing. I mean, maybe I would, but off the top of my head,
it leads down a road because it sounds like, you know, that the other grandparents only have. They said that they would only do part, and they wouldn't take her in. So they don't really have the means to take care of the child. So if you do open up that door and say, I'm giving money, is that going to turn into, we need more money?
Yeah.
Over the years?
Yes, it's open door.
It's right. And then there's that possibility. And
it's like a ransom almost. I mean, I know it sounds harsh, but.
This poor kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little kid, you know?
It's not the kid's fault.
But you can see why she would have some feelings about it.
Yeah.
You know, I would too.
Let's go to the phone lines. Or phone line, I should say. 651-641-1071. Join the conversation. Jonathan?
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning Jonathan.
Good morning, Dawn. Good morning, world. How is everybody?
Great. Jonathan, who's the asshat here, my friend?
You know, I think if it were me and it was one of my nephews or nieces, I would do it in a heartbeat. But since this is somebody else's child out of a wedlock situation, I say no thank you and good luck to you and sayonara and have a great day.
Well, now let's not, out of wedlock. This isn't the 40s, Jonathan. I think I know what you're saying, though. It's not so much that. It's just the
Mom's last heartache.
That's what she says. Yeah, it's
bitter party of one, bitter party of two. Philip. Stop trying to be me because there's only one me.
Okay, now we have intercalling fighting. Okay, bye, Jonathan. Have a good day, buddy.
Unfollow Philip.
No, get off.
Oh, my God.
Gail King's waiting for you to call, my friend. Go. 651-641-1071. This is pretty cut and dry for me, but it's so messy. It's so messy when it comes to feelings and money and
and right now, especially if they're asking that and then just to completely turn and just say, well, I to kick you out of the house and not hear you, and then forcing the older daughter to say, look, I'm done.
Yeah,
it just deepens the trauma that you hope that that four-year-old, the half-sister, you want to build that relationship. And maybe in time that can happen because of their relationship. Mm-hmm. They're missing. They're just thinking about the money. And that's so sad.
That's what they're thinking about. Like, you have all the money.
Yeah. Right. You know? Yeah, and it's more of a transaction of funds versus... Yeah. Like
thinking about the
taking care and loving and right.
Let's go to the phone lines. We have Kirsten. Hi, Kirsten. Welcome to the show. Who's the asshat here?
Hi, guys. Oh, hi. She is definitely not the asshat. And I'd also like to say, of course, I'm going to follow Jonathan. Like, how do I follow that?
I know. You'll be fine.
Do you have any shout outs?
Other thing that stood out to me is, he's wanting to make her the legal guardian. Mm-hmm. He's making it sound like, oh, just in case, you know, we both die or whatever. But that has serious legal implications. Yes. If you become a legal guardian, they could pawn off so many responsibilities just based on that legal definition. Mm-hmm. Yep. So to me, it almost sounded like they were trying to find a slick way of being able to pass off some of their responsibilities that you have as a parent legally onto her as well, not to mention just the money and taking advantage of her and, you know, all of the other stuff.
Oh, that's such a great point.
Yeah. Again, messy. I was just like, it's very tangled and... You're mixing money and emotion, and that is never a good recipe. That's a bad cupcake right there. Thank you,
Kirsten. Yeah, it's a manipulation, and the fact that they're using a kid to do it is just gross.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You guys, too.
Thank you. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Oh.
I wonder what she's going to end up doing. Wonder.
Yeah, I hope that there's a way to build a relationship with her sister.
Because the real loser, as we said before, is the kid.
Yeah.
That's the loser in this, is the child. It's, you know, the kid didn't choose this. Mm-mm. It was like, you know, didn't decide to do this. So, hey, guys, there's still time to register for listener rewards in October. You can win an Aveda. Let's go to one more caller.
Okay.
They were nice enough to call in. Michelle, let's give Michelle the last word. Hi, Michelle. You get the last word on this. Who's the asshat?
Morning, guys. I had a stepmom when I was growing up, and my dad and my stepmom had a child, and I just remembered going, hey, can I call you mom? And she was like, oh, I think your little brother, it would be easier for him. And all I wanted from her was her to say, I would love that. And it just ruined it for me. And so I think had they approached it with her saying, this would be wonderful if you would do this, and it could, like, create a bond between the two of you and family and blah, 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 versus being all about money. And it may have had a different impact on her.
Michelle, I just got the goosies. You're so right.
That point on, I called her by her name and not mom. It just ruined it for me.
I'm sorry you went through that.
Michelle. Sorry, and thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I think she would have had a completely different take on the situation, and she would have maybe gone in with love instead of resentment.
Yeah, totally.
Yes.
Thank you, Michelle. Have a good day. What a great last word on that.
Thank you.
Have a great day,
guys.
Thank you.
Well, I did get the chills. Or is it cold in the studio?
It is cold in the studio, I think. Maybe. I don't know.
You're in a different studio.
It's a combo.
I'm commiserating with you guys. That's all. Yeah. That's what I'm doing. Hey, guys. There's still time to register for listener awards in October. Win an Aveda prize pack plus gift cards to Abbott Paint and Carpet, Pat's Tap, Starbucks, and more. See everything up for grabs and listener rewards on our app or at mytalk1071.com. We're going to come back with the Dirt Alert right after this.
Chance, with the joy and magic of the season, it's celebrating its 16th season at the St. Paul Hotel. It'll be December 1st through 23rd in the Promenade Ballroom. And you also get a 3-course luncheon or dinner, depending on which performance you attend.
Oh, it's so cool. Playwright Joe Landry's acclaimed take on the 1946 Frank Capra film, It's a Wonderful Life. You'll get your favorite Christmas carols, a delicious holiday meal, and of course, the story of George Bailey and It's a Wonderful Life, all done as an old-time radio show.
Yes, and you can enjoy...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And spend the night at the St. Paul Hotel if you want to. Special guest room rate for It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play. And then you can get your friends together. And this sells out. So go to stpaulhotel.com for tickets today. Also, it's in partnership with Spare Key, a Minnesota nonprofit that's helping families bounce, not break, with housing assistance since 1997.
It's time. This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The biggest stories, the biggest headlines, the biggest gossip right here on the Dirt Alert. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Get out of the bubble bath and listen because Dawn McClain has it all. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
Morning.
Billie Eilish might be dating a guy named Jesse Rutherford. He is the lead singer of a band called The Neighborhood, and Twitter's all over it. Now, they are upset that she's 20 and he's 31.
Okay.
I don't know about that. You know, here we are judging again an age difference. To me, not so bad.
No.
they're upset because he knew her when she was 15, like met her when she was 15. There's pictures to show that he was hanging around her brother at the time. So there's photos where he has posted, like, you know, when she's 15 and he's an adult, however many years ago that was. 5 years. What is that? 31 minus 5. 26. There we go.
Okay. Now that's different.
Okay. So that makes it weirder for you, which is totally fine.
Were they dating at the time?
No.
Snooty. It's the fact that he knew her when she was a teenager and now he's dating her. It always kind of creeps people out a little bit. So they were seen together this weekend at this haunted house thing. Her brother was there and a bunch of other people. And it's kind of a blurry picture. And somebody posted, oh, my God, I just saw Billie Eilish at Horror Nights, which is a, you know.
Oh, at Universal?
At Universal, right. It's kind of hard to see, but then if you judge the pictures from other photos that each of them posted on different Instagrams without each other, it's the same outfits. You see what I'm saying? So it's definitely them holding hands together. She also, people are peeping through the window at a restaurant and, you know, they see him having dinner same weekend. So,
well, Phineas is there, right? Big brother.
Phineas is there with the, with the whole group.
They're probably very protective of her, don't you think?
If he approves of it, her big brother.
Yeah. You don't mess with Phineas. No. Right? He's going to write a song about you.
Yeah.
He's going to, you know, find ways to poison you, I'm sure.
Oh,
I wouldn't have put that past him.
Oh, my. Lex went to poisoning.
I'm going extreme sibling right now.
Like old-timey women in the 1800s?
I don't know.
What is this, a little vial?
Arsenic and old Lex? What is this?
It's the old sibling coming out. It's that helicopter sister going, or brother going, don't mess with them, because you mess with them, you mess with me.
That's
it's
right.
But you know what? It's a good point. Just like we were saying about Bahati.
Yeah.
And Adam, if Bahati doesn't have a problem, maybe there are things we don't know. If the big brother is approving of this,
sure.
My feeling is that he obviously doesn't think that at 26... dude was mervy pervy on his 15-year-old sister.
Yes, yeah. You following me here? And things grow. Like, you know, their relationship grows. Is it because she's not 21? Is that what people's problem is, maybe? Maybe that's it. But then miraculously at 21, that will be 21 and 30 what?
32.
Is that weird? That doesn't sound weird.
Yeah. No. I think it's a little, you know, if she's just, if it was like, okay, she just turned 18 and he was dating her. That would be gross to me. Right?
Yeah, right.
Because full disclosure, Lex, you know this, that is the exact, I dated Ryan when I was 30 And right. he was 21, 22. So mm-hmm. I'm certainly not going to judge that particular situation.
Well, now so. I want to check out the band The Neighborhood, because I don't know that band. So this is like just adding to his press, you know?
Yeah.
Probably some kind of indie band, I'm assuming.
What's The Neighborhood?
Too hip for us.
With a U in there.
So ooh, you know. Okay. Here's a weird story. This congressional candidate in Manhattan, his name is Mike Itkis. He is a sex positive. That's his platform, is sex positivity.
Okay.
Now, he has been locked in a battle with the longtime incumbent, Representative Jerry Nadler, or Nadler.
Jerry Nadler.
Nadler. Okay, so he just posted, to prove how sex positive he is, he just posted a porn video of himself. Mm. It's called Bucket List Bonanza. And wow. He fully has sex. He's running as a third-party independent. So that's weird.
Mm. That's sex just positive.
Not, yeah, sex, not really definitely sex positive. I don't think it's a platform either. Thank you for saying that.
I don't think that's, I mean, look, it's great. I don't think that's, but then again, well, look around.
Well,
I
mean, what does that mean exactly? Like, what's his platform? Is it for legalizing sex work?
Because he's in the movie with a real porn star. So he hired a real porn star. I'm assuming, legalize prostitution in Manhattan, you know, state of New York. Probably. Yeah. I mean,
hey, there are worse politicians out there.
They're probably all doing this anyway, just not filming it, you know?
With worse platforms.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get on some platform heels and, you know, and support this guy. So,
That's bold. That's really
bold. It's a bold choice.
To put your, like, is his butt cheeks out? Like, what are we,
it's full
what
sex.
Are we seeing?
It's everything.
But we're
yeah. I would like to say that I'm sex negative. just putting it out there right now.
Yeah. Colin's like rolling his
eyes.
He's like,
yeah, I know.
Oh, he knows. Believe me. Yeah.
He's the first to know.
Knocking things down in here.
When we come back, Alexis has a spicy chip warning next.
Excited to introduce you to Livia's new Flex program. It's the best program, and it got even better with more flexibility than ever. And if you join right now, you will get 8 weeks free when you mention me. Just call 855-GO-LIVIA or go into any center. You can look on their website, livia.com. You can sign up there and say, I heard this from Don McLean, 8 weeks free. What is the basis of this program? Well, it has the regular program that Livia programs offer, which is definitely a way to lose weight, and because I lost 30 pounds on the program. But now with this Flex program, they're the experts. They've worked in fruit, pasta, and even bread. Oh, it's great. You can visit them in person, or you can do virtual visits, whatever is best for you. They also have apps to track your progress, and you're going to see the results fast. So ask them about the Flex program. It's new, it's flexible, and it works. Go to Livia.com. That's Livea.com or 855-GO-LIVIA.
Hey, it's Rocco for Crescent.
Thank you for being afraid.
And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
I'll tell you something, Dorothy. No matter how much pain I went through, and it was a lot, I wouldn't give up having you for anything in the world.
Thanks, Mom.
And I knew you'd be special.
And I didn't disappoint you.
A little.
Thank you for being afraid.
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Coming up in just a millisecond or two, Alexis has a warning. Mm-hmm. A warning for all of you. Tell you a little bit more about my trip to Vegas.
Yeah, and, we gotta know.
But first, I want to do this quickly. I want to say, because today's the first day, and I just got a text from, I want to welcome someone that I've known for a long time, means a great deal to me, to the My Talk family. Today is the first day of our new social media director, Q, who is you're going to see him on social media. He's going to be on the shows. He's taking over our social media here at My Talk. And you've heard me reference Q for years. He listened to Lex and I when he was in high school, for goodness sake. And then he was an intern over here at the Jason Show. He did worked for me for a while, and he's just a great guy. And today is his first official day as a member of the My Talk family. So,
we're really excited about it.
Are we going to call him Q or Quinn?
I don't know. If he's listening.
We'll ask him today. What do you want us to call you?
What do you want us to call
you? Q-Man.
Yeah. Okay, now let's not.
Quinn.
Q-Bert.
Quinny. Let's not. I will veto that one. Let me veto that. Quinny? No.
Does he like his 80s games? Q-Bert.
He probably does like 80s stuff because he's really like my friend Michelle and Colin. Q is really 50 years old.
And, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's really older than he's an old soul. So he's his biological age and his real age is 44 and a half. Yeah.
It's like Ryan Perpich.
Exactly. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. It's so something. Yeah.
I think of him as very youthful Q. Or Quinn or Quinny or
he says whatever Hubert, he just said whatever we want. I say Q. I say Q. Let's just go with Q because that's what we've referred to him before in the past.
I'm gonna call you Q-Bert.
I'm gonna call him Quinn.
No, okay. Now see, you're adding Quinn. What? Why can't you just say it once? You have to repeat it.
No, I gotta say it twice. Quinn.
Okay, you do what you your name's on the lease too. You call him peanut butter and jelly.
Quinacious
I'm just glad he's
D.
here.
Yeah. Quinacious D.
Okay.
He'll like that too.
Oh.
But no, I love him. I'm so excited he's here, and his mom's a My Talker. Hi, Peg. It's a great family. And and he's just a good dude, and I'm so glad that he's here. He's going to do a bang up job. So.
Welcome to this crazy family.
He's going to have
good
so much fun
covering it all.
We hope.
Yeah.
I already told him about Lori and Julia. He knows all about that.
Oh my lord.
Yeah. speaking of Lori and Julia, it was so funny. My girls. I was in Vegas over the weekend, and I had no idea. I was staying at this house. I've mentioned it before. I was there in April. And if you've listened to the show with any regularity, you'll remember this is the house. I actually called into the show that morning, Lex.
I remember this is, that this big Buddha.
Yes. There was a Buddha statue, a giant life-size marble Buddha with a floor-to-ceiling window outside of the shower in the main bathroom. And I go in there in the middle of the night to tinkle, and that big ass statue is in the window, illuminated. There's a spotlight on it, and it scared me to death. Anyway, it's of a friend of a friend who lets us stay there. It's about 20 minutes off the strip. It's a beautiful house, and we just have a great time there because you don't have to worry about swimming in the human soup pools, at the hotels. And it's just a nice, quiet vacation. But we did go down to the strip for several hours on a Saturday night. And unbeknownst to me until I got the text, I had no idea that the aforementioned Lori was in Vegas as well.
Yeah.
And she loves it. We love Vegas so much. And she texted. She goes, that damn Donny Osmond canceled. So she had to go to another show.
She was going to go see Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
That's cute.
So teasing ahead to their program, you'll hear all about her shenanigans and what she went to. I don't want to ruin her thunder, steal her thunder. She had to make alternate plans. That's all I'll say with her mom. But she texted me some videos and I said, because I was like, where are you? I would love to see you because we went down there. And let me tell you, girl. Vegas does not treat me well. Usually I just go for fun and I don't really gamble a lot. I mean, I talk about pull tabs.
Yeah. But it's just as fun though. There's so many things to do. I don't really gamble either.
Yes. But we go a lot. You hear me talk about it, but the truth of the matter is, and I really do mean this. I pull out maybe like $200. Maybe like this time I did three. That was my budget. And I didn't even really spend that at all. girl, I came up ahead this time. Like, ooh. Vegas treated me well.
Really?
The Sex in the City machine treated me well. I got the Miranda bonus. Now, she pays the least, that damn Miranda. But anyway. I know.
Bummer.
Vanna White treated me well. I played Wheel of Fortune.
Are we talking enough to pay for your trip? Or are we just talking like...
Yeah!
Oh!
Really?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've never had that.
Did you stop while you were ahead? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
this is
good.
What I do. My mother taught me well. This is Dar's little thing. And she's right. If I win, and I'm talking like I would win like 140 on a machine. Girl, the minute I got that, I got up. I cashed out.
Yep.
And then I would put a 20 in if I wanted to stay on that machine. I don't just leave in that money. If I win a nice sizable amount, I get that slip. And if I do want to stay on that machine, I put just a 20 back in. That's my mom's rule. And I am my mother's son. And because of that, and I kept winning on these machines. And my friend, Hey Haley, who was with us, her and Lisa LaCourcier, Haley was laughing. She goes, girl, you're not messing around. I go, nope, I'm winning and moving on.
Yep.
Winning and moving on. Because I don't want Benny bad luck to hit me. You know,
I don't spend my winnings.
No,
is that if I win, I take that exact amount and put it in my purse, and I don't touch it. So the $300 I take out, I'll spend all that. But then any winnings, I don't spend.
Oh, I
see.
So
I can start stockpiling. You know,
that's a good way to do it.
And I have two little tips. I brought this up.
I lose $20 and I'm done. I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Let's go get a burrito.
You're smart,
Time to go get some food.
No, you're smart. Burrito, Lex. Time to get a burrito.
Oh, yeah. That always wins for me.
But I have two little tips, other than just to laugh and talk about the fact that I was there with Lori. I have two little travel tips. You know, I like to give those to you.
Yeah, what you got?
The first one is, we heard from more than one person, including a bartender at the airport at... Harry Reid International, the bartender who's worked there for years said, you need to play the slots at the airport.
Yes. That's where I won.
Oh,
it paid for my whole trip on the way back.
Dang!
Like, I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just put some money in this one last slot machine here at the airport. And I won, you know, like $500.
Wow.
I hate this term, but this is what they said. They're looser. The machines tend to, I don't know why, but the bartender who works right across from a pack of slots by the Delta terminal said, oh yeah, you play. You know, when he put me on a Wheel of Fortune machine and I didn't win, but I was getting bonuses.
I had my last $5 and I'm like, I'm going to spend this last $5. So it was a $5 slot and I got $500 right away.
You go, girl.
On one spin?
Yes. Because it was a $5 one. I usually do pennies.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It left me feeling real good. Maybe they want you to feel good when you leave.
So you come back.
Yes.
Oh.
And then the second one is with winter coming. And I know this is not, I swear, I'm not, I almost didn't want to say this because, you know, I don't like, you know, Kenny and I had the joke about first class. And I do not ever want to come across as overly bougie because that is a turnoff. But this is a... If you are going on a special trip and it's winter and you can't find a space at the airport, we've never done this before. Valet is open. They closed during the pandemic. Valet parking at MSP is hella convenient. And I did, Colin Matheson Travel did the math for us. It was only $30 more, $30 or $40 more than what it would have been if we would have parked for 2.5-3 days in the normal lot.
Oh.
It was worth...
When you're in a hurry?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. And I know, please, I'm not trying to come across as bougie. But if you're in a hurry or you're on a special honeymoon or it's winter and you want to come out to a warm car and you have an extra 50 in your budget, your travel budget, take advantage of that at MSP. You come right up, you drop off your car, girl, you go up an elevator, and you are in the terminal.
I didn't know they offered that
there. Where do you go?
When you pull in to MSP, you'll see a lane. Go past where you would normally go for normal parking. Go past that, and then look up, and you'll see. It's clearly marked. It says valet.
All right.
Follow that, and again... if you have an extra 50 or so, well, not, it's 50 more expensive than what it would have been in the garage. If you have some extra money in your travel budget and you want the convenience, especially in winter, of not walking 80 miles to your car, to a cold car, I'm telling you, I was celebrating last night because we got in so late. I'm like, girl, the car is going to be warm and it's going to be right here. So little travel tip for you on that one. Another wow. reason to love MSP. I was loving life yesterday.
Amazing.
When we come back, a spicy chip warning with Alexis Thompson. This just into the Jalexis newsroom. We have a warning. A spicy chip warning. Now with the latest live on the scene, we go to Alexis Thompson. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. Yes, multiple students at Edina Middle School were treated for sickness this week. Well, last week, as they took part in the Packy One Chip Challenge.
Oh, these damn challenges.
I was talking to a friend over the weekend. They sent an email to the families on Thursday, they meaning the Edina Public Schools, addressing this incident at Southview Middle School. I did have since found an article and linked it on our show page at mytalk1071.com. One kid was experiencing significant eye pain after the chip dust from this Packy One Chip Challenge on the fingers made contact with their eyes, and an ambulance was called in response. Some were having difficulty breathing. Now, what is this chip exactly?
What is this chip exactly, Lex?
So Packy, P-A-Q-U-I, is a tortilla chip, corn tortilla chip, and this one in particular has Carolina Reaper and scorpion peppers on it, which registers over 2 million Scoville heat units.
Have you ever watched that?
That
Hot Ones? Yeah, they talk about that a lot.
Yep.
It's the scale of how to measure how hot something is, basically.
That's 2 million, guys. Over 2 million.
For us amateurs, it means hot.
Very, very, very caliente. Yes. Okay. So if your kids are talking about doing this Packy One Chip Challenge, don't do it. Don't encourage this, or maybe you're hearing about it. I saw it, of course, on TikTok, too. And that's where the kids are seeing it. So, you know.
Don't do it.
These challenges are going to be the death of us. You do know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Tide Pods and deep frying turkeys. And I mean, it's just going to be.
Oh, that's right. With the oil that spilled up.
Yeah.
That hurts.
And then now chip dust, and which is just a funny word. Funny chip dust.
Yeah.
But can you imagine all laughing aside, if it's registering that much on the spicy Richter scale and you get that crap in your eye? Oh, my heavens to Murgatroyd.
Yeah. We have some chips that MC loves, and he, like, hoards them. He goes to different stores to find them. They're crazy hot pop chips.
Oh, okay.
They change the, like, they'll be out of him, and he's very distressed because he eats them every day.
Yeah.
But then they were gone for a while, and then they came back with a different, like, font and a different type of packaging. And they changed the formula. They didn't say on the front, hey, these are way hotter than they used to be.
Oh, they're worse.
And MC eats really, really hot stuff. He can't stand these. These are too hot for him. And he's so bummed. He's like, they ruined it. So he's tweeting at them.
Come on, go back to the original recipe.
Just like, listen, I don't want to have to sweat out orange dust after I eat your chips. You changed the formula.
Oh, gosh, want to taste the rest of your food?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, and there's a snack food, too, that the youngins eat. Speaking of Q, he introduced them.
Takis. The roll-up chips. Yeah, there's some spicy ones.
There's some, I had never had some, and Q actually gave me some. But they weren't the hot ones, I don't think.
But they were hot to you.
Yes, and they come in, are they called, what are they called?
Takis.
Okay.
Yep.
I
would have absolutely. I know this is terrible to even admit, but this challenge as a kid, I like spicy foods too. You guys know, I would have absolutely been like, bring it on. Bring that chip.
Yeah, you
bring it on. I would have tried it. My friend Vito and I know. I can just see us sitting in class, just going, "All right."
Yeah.
Who's going first?
I do know you like that.
Would you guys have done this?
No,
I'm too wimpy.
I don't know. As an adult,
would have fainted.
Yeah.
Probably not. But as a kid, man, oh, just don't do it.
Please.
Even though you're tempted to,
I don't even eat like spicy chicken wings. Like
I don't either.
No, Colin went to the top level at Serums, which is called China Syndrome.
Yeah.
Called China Syndrome.
Oh wow.
He used to get Chernobyl, and then the level up is called China Syndrome.
Whoa.
And he looked like he was watching Terms of Endearment. He was crying.
That sounds burning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avoid your eyes.
Cool. Oh, no.
Wipe your hands. Wash your hands before you wipe. Okay.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's just play out this.
Let's just do this. My Talk is a proud media partner of Twin Cities Film Fest. Get a full list of their films at TwinCitiesFilmFest.org. It's Terms of Endearment, if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
Somewhere Colin's crying. Go out there and be yourself, because no one can tell you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a fantastic day. We love you so much, and we'll talk tomorrow. Get caliente. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Bye for now.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.